Hey everyone, this is Pastor Jesse of Broadway and Port Colden United Methodist Churches. Thanks for listening to our message this week. This is the second week of our new reading plan that I'll be preaching from. It's a couple month long journey through the Bible. We're beginning in Genesis and going through the Old Testament until Christmas, and then we'll catch up with the book of Mark and follow Jesus and the disciples until Easter. We have bulletin inserts available, and if you'd like one, please reach out to the church. The message this morning comes from Genesis 18, 1 through 15, and Genesis 21, 1 through 7. The Lord appeared to Abraham near the great trees while he was sitting at the entrance to his tent in the heat of the day. Abraham looked up and saw three men standing nearby. When he saw them, he hurried to the entrance of his tent to meet them and bowed low to the ground. He said, "If I have found favor in your eyes, my Lord, do not pass your servant by. Let a little water be brought, and then you may all wash your feet and rest under this tree. Let me get you something to eat so that you can be refreshed, and then go on your way." "Very well," they answered, "do as you say." So Abraham hurried into the tent to Sarah. "Quick," he said, "get three portions of the finest flour and knead it and bake some bread." Then he ran to the herd and selected a choice, tender calf and gave it to a servant who hurried to prepare it. He then brought some curds and milk and the calf that had been prepared and set these before them. While they ate, he stood nearby under a tree. "Where is your wife Sarah?" they asked him. "There, in the tent," he said. Then one of them said, "I will surely return to you about this time next year, and Sarah, your wife, will have a son." Now Sarah was listening at the entrance to the tent, which was behind them. Abraham and Sarah were already very old, and Sarah was past the age of childbearing. So Sarah laughed to herself as she thought, "After I am worn out and my Lord is old, will I now have this pleasure?" Then the Lord said to Abraham, "Why did Sarah laugh and say, 'Will I really have a child now that I am old?' Is anything too hard for the Lord? I will return to you at the appointed time next year, and Sarah will have a son." Sarah was afraid, so she lied and said, "I did not laugh." But the man said, "Yes, you did laugh." Now the Lord was gracious to Sarah, as he had said, and the Lord did for Sarah what he had promised. Sarah became pregnant and bore a son to Abraham in his old age, at the very time God had promised him. Abraham gave the name Isaac to the son Sarah bore him. When his son Isaac was 8 days old, Abraham circumcised him as God commanded. Abraham was 100 years old when his son Isaac was born to him. Sarah said, "God has brought me laughter, and everyone who hears about this will laugh with me." And she added, "Who would have said to Abraham that Sarah would nurse children? Yet I have borne him a son in his old age." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Have a great week. So if you weren't here last week, or if this is your first time joining us in a while, last week we started the beginning of a year-long reading through the Bible, a reading through God's story for us. And in your bulletins this morning are bulletin inserts that we also handed out last week too. The bulletin inserts basically help us go from one side of the story to the following week. Last week we started in Genesis with the creation of the world and the creation of humanity. And this week we're with Abraham and Sarah in the desert. And so throughout the week, the daily scripture readings looked at their journey together. God calling Abraham out of his father's home, Abraham and Sarah being promised a child, the war where they saved Lot, many different other stories helping us bridge the gap. And so this week you have another bulletin insert. I encourage you to put it on your refrigerator, put it on your corkboard, wherever you're going to see it every day. I actually just took a picture of it on my phone and kept it with me. That was a little bit easier for me because I'm young and techy. Whatever it is, you know, we encourage you to do whatever works for you. That is okay, but keep it because it is going to bridge the gap, and we're going to talk about that in a little bit. But really what this scripture plan that we've been doing. I'm getting weird looks from Vicky. No, you can use your phone if you want to. I don't keep papers with me. So what we're doing is we're basically telling God's story, and we're reading God's story together. This way we can understand the big picture, right? The big picture that is the Bible, starting from creation and Genesis, going all the way through the exiled period of Babylon, when the prophets are screaming out for help and for assistance from God, the birth of Jesus Christ on Christmas, and then we're going to follow Jesus through until Easter when he rises again, and then we'll look at the church and the beginning of the church thereafter. We're looking at a big picture of the story. And so this week, we are in the desert. We're with Abraham and with Sarah. And it's really one big story that Megan and I read, just two different parts. Megan read in the beginning, when Abraham was sitting in the tent, three men come up to the tent. And Abraham rushes to make a meal for them. You have to understand, in the pre-biblical times that we're looking at, 5,000 years before Christ, there were no inns or motels. If you were traveling through the desert, you had to rely on the generosity and the hospitality of those who you came in touch with. And so Abraham sees these three men walking in the heat of the day, Scripture tells us. Abraham is laying down in the shade of his tent, and he sees three travelers coming near. So he runs out and says, "Take a break, rest under the tree, and I'm going to go make you some food." And what Megan read that sometimes gets missed is then Abraham runs into the tent and says, "Sarah, I need you to make a couple loaves of bread." He runs up to the herd and he grabs the nicest lamb and he gives it to his servant and says, "I need you to prepare this for me." And then he finally goes back to the visitors, and the scripture tells us he brings a couple of jugs of water and the bread and the lamb that was prepared. And just like my mom and I used to always fight about, when my mom would make a big dinner and I'd invite friends over, my friends would always be like, "Jesse, that is a great meal you made. You're welcome. Yeah, I did all this work. This is all me. You're welcome, everyone." And so Abraham sits there with the three men. He doesn't know that they are God yet. And we know that because we're reading the scripture. But Abraham doesn't know that they are God. And they ask Abraham, "Where is your wife, Sarah?" "She's the one we're coming here to see. She's the one we want to talk to. Where is she?" And Abraham says, "Well, she's over in the tent." And so one of the men says to Abraham, "By the time I come back next year, in 1 year, you will have a child." And Sarah's in the tent behind the door, and she hears what the men said, and she laughs to herself. She says, "I am old." The actual phrase scripture uses is worn out. She was barren. "And my lord, my husband, Abraham, is old. Shall I have this pleasure?" Now, we read later that Abraham was 99 years old when Isaac was born. Sarah was 90 when Isaac was born. And so Sarah laughs to herself and says, "I am 90 years old. What in the world am I doing getting pregnant? My husband is 99 years old. Are you kidding me with this, God?" And so she laughs. And God on the other side of the tent goes, "Sarah, why did you laugh?" Sarah goes, "I didn't laugh. You laughed. What are you talking about? I didn't laugh." And the last phrase that I read today, God said to her, "Oh, yes, you did laugh." Now, this is one of those times where, thankfully, I gave you daily scripture readings in between, and I'll recap them real quick if you didn't read. Karen Reed over at Broadway said, "You're giving us homework, Pastor Jesse?" And I said, "Yes, because it's important for the story." On Wednesday, your scripture reading, we see Abraham is called out of his father's home. God comes to Abraham and says, "Abraham, take your wife, take
take your nephew Lot, take your servants, or slaves is really what that they were. Come out of your father's home, come out of the land that you know, and go to a place where I will show you. Go to the place where I'm going to show you, where you don't know anyone, where you don't have a job waiting, where you don't have a home. Now, I've been a pastor for about a year. Before this, I was living in Long Island, and before that, I was living down in South Jersey. And when I became a pastor, the bishop said, "Hey, Pastor Jesse, I need you to go to Broadway and Port Colden United Methodist Churches." And I went, "I don't know where that is." But that's okay. Thankfully for me, the churches are very gracious and give me a home to live in. It's over on Broad Street in the borough. And so I am lucky that I could listen to God but also have somewhere to live. Abraham and Sarah, when they left Abraham's father's home, had no such luxury. They were told to go into the desert, and I will show you where to live. So they gather up all their belongings, and they go into the middle of the desert. And there, at 75 years old, Abraham was just a young chicken at that point. At 75 years old, Abraham and God are standing outside of Abraham's tent, and God says to Abraham, "Look up and look at the stars in the sky. Your children and your descendants will outnumber the stars in the sky." And at 75 years old, Abraham had no children. Sarah had been barren her whole life. They had no children, and so Abraham starts laughing. And the way the scripture tells us is actually laid in the dirt and in the ground, laughing to himself. How in the world is this going to happen? And so we see that by the time we get to the scripture this morning, it has been 25 years since that night. 25 years of listening to God and following him into the wilderness. And that's where we pick up this morning when Abraham welcomes the three strangers into his tent. And Sarah finally hears the promise, "Within the next year, you will become pregnant." And so Sarah laughs at God, and the scripture says, God then says to Abraham, why did she laugh? Why did she laugh and say, will I really have a child now that I am old? And God says, why did you laugh? And Sarah says, I didn't laugh. You laughed. Now, Abraham and Sarah's disbelief is probably normal for a lot of us. It had been 25 years of living in the desert, 25 years of waiting for this promise to be fulfilled. And at 99 years old for Abraham and 90 years old for Sarah, they are told that they will have a child. Now, I want you to, again, think about the big picture. That's what we're doing this year. 25 years before, God called Abraham and said, come out of your home, come away from your father's land, and I will show you where to go. And the scripture says that Abraham and Sarah got up and left. That was okay for them. But instead, when God says, I will give you a child in your old age, they both laugh in God's face. I think sometimes we have this tendency to put God into a box. To put God into a box and say, this is what we believe about God. This is the boundaries of what God is able to do. Anything outside of this doesn't make any sense to us. Will I follow God into the desert? Absolutely, said Abraham and Sarah. But could God give us a child at the age of 90, 99? There's no way. I have two younger brothers. The older of the younger brothers, his name is Chris. Chris called me this week. He wanted to tell me a story. My brother's got two cats, Roger and Bat King. And now Bat King is this great little cat. He's all black, he has a white belly. And Bat King is one of the sweetest cats in the world. Roger's a little punk. But Bat King is amazing. You sit on the couch, Bat King crawls up and lays on your chest and starts purring and falls asleep. He'll lay like across your shoulders, like a scarf almost. And like you can get up and walk, and he'll keep laying there. Bat King has taken book cats, have taken this tendency to sleeping inside of Amazon boxes. They hunt out for these Amazon boxes that my brother buys everything online. And he takes the Amazon box and throws it on the floor and grabs whatever he's gonna play with, and he picks up the box later. And without fail, every time one of his cats, especially Bat King, crawls into that box and gets comfortable and sleeps. So my brother was telling me that this week my mom had enough and basically told my brothers, clean up this house. This is horrible. What are you doing? And so they're picking up all the boxes. They're picking up all the trash. They bring everything to the curb, and halfway through, one of the boxes starts shaking. It turns out my brother had been trying to throw out Bat King, and Bat King jumped out of the box, scared out of his mind, and ran right back up inside the house. And so I think sometimes, just like Bat King, I think sometimes we put God into these boxes. We say, these are the limits of what God can do. This is where God should belong. And every now and then, God bursts out of that box. I think as Christians especially, we do this all the time. These are the limits of what God can do. These are the limits of who God loves. These are the limits of what God is capable of. I'll believe everything that's inside of this box, but outside of this box, I can't understand that. I am 90 years old. There is no way I'm going to have a child. Now, hopefully that's not true for anyone in here. Not that anyone in here is over the age of 40. I am sick, but there is no way that God will heal me. I am mourning, and there is no way that God can comfort me the way I need to be comforted. There's disaster and hatred and anger in the world. There is no way that God can do these things and fix the world for what we need. I think we put God into these boxes, and we put him on the shelf, and we say, God, that is where you are. That is what you can do. This is the line. This is the limit. This is as far as I'm accepting for God. But as soon as you leave this box, you've gone too far. I don't think you can go further than this. The miracles that we read in the Bible were for a certain time, not for today. I hear that all the time. Millie dropped your bulletin. I hear that all the time. In the Old Testament and in the New Testament, we see people being healed of their diseases. Surely that can't happen today. I hear it all the time. Lazarus was raised from the dead. Surely God can't do that today. We put God into these boxes and we say, this is where you belong. This is what I believe. This is where you are capable, and anything outside of this is too much. Now, how do we answer those questions? I really don't know. I think there is a certain amount of faith that goes into that. I think that there still are miracles, even today in 2019. They're not as prevalent as it seemed in the Bible, but the Bible was also like 5,000 years pushed into 66 books of Scripture. Are there miracles happening in our world that we don't know? That's what I like to think. And so what can we do? What are we doing this week? Your bulletin insert, the scriptures that we're looking at this week, we're only with Isaac for about 2 days. It's really Isaac and Rebecca get married, and then they have 2 kids, and that's about it for Isaac. There's a lot to do and a lot of books to get through in this year, but we're looking at Isaac's children right after that. We're looking at Esau, and we're looking at Jacob, and we're watching the two brothers as they struggle and fight with each other all week. It's really like a couple of years in real time, but in your Bibles and your study this week. And then next Sunday, we're going to come back and we're going to see how Jacob wrestles with God. And I mean literally wrestles with God. God takes on the form of a human being, and Jacob and God wrestle all night. And finally, Jacob, he doesn't really win, but God kind of gets tired. That's next week. Jacob wrestles with God the same way that Sarah and Abraham wrestled with God. The same way that God tells Jacob and promises Jacob what's about to happen, and Jacob can't understand it and can't believe it. The same way that Abraham and Sarah wrestled with God, laughed in God's face when he told them that they would become pregnant. We're going to watch next week as Jacob and Esau fight with each other and fight with God and find a way to listen to God and how God fulfills his promises. And so next week, that's where we're headed for this week. Let's look and see what kinds of promises is God making to us. What are the ways that we ourselves, and I do this too, are putting God into a box and saying, this is where God can bless us. This is how God can love us. This is how God can act. But anything outside of this box can't be possible. What are the ways that we're packaging God up into this Amazon box? And what are the ways that we are putting all of our beliefs and understanding of God into this small little area? And then let's pray that God will burst out of this box like that pain did. Let's pray that God will completely abolish our understandings of where the walls are that God is contained into. And instead, we know that God is amazing and wonderful and without boundary. And that our boxes are man-made. They're not God-made. This week, let us think about these boxes and find a way to believe that God is possible. To believe that God can find a way to break out of this box and perform a miracle. Because when he does, we'll end up laughing. Just like Abraham and just like Sarah.
Thanks for listening to our sermon this week. This has been a joint Broadway and Port Colden United Methodist Church process. My name is Pastor Jesse, the pastor of Broadway and Port Colden churches. We hope you've had a great time listening today and have a blessed week as you go about your day. Please think about stopping in and joining us one Sunday. We'd be happy to have you. If you have any questions about the churches, about the message, or anything else that you can think of, please reach out to us at info@broadwaynj.org or info@portcoldenumc.org. Thank you and have a great day.